What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Josh Morris about intense paranormal experiences. Let's talk about some of your investigative experiences when you started getting out there. What was your goal when you first said, I want to jump back into this and start a team and do all that stuff? I mean, everybody has, you know, kind of different mindsets on what they want to do. Some it's for entertainment purposes only, you know, and others, you know, there's a goal in mind. For you, what was it?
Fame and money.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding. No, well, honestly, when my wife and I started to put everything together, my goal, my personal goal was just verification. I just wanted to know if there really was something on the other side. And I know sometimes people will hear the stuff I've experienced and say, well, shouldn't that have been good enough? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's never enough evidence for the skeptic, right?
Sure.
So I just wanted, as an adult, so to speak, now that I was in a different phase in my life, I wanted to start getting some answers from a different way. Because I looked back at those years and said, well, you know, some of my early stuff, I was a kid. And then the teenage stuff, I was a teenager. And who knows if I really, you know, maybe I wanted to see things. I don't know. Who knows? But in any case, I was like, I'm an adult now. I'm a big boy, so I'm going to, you know, start trying to do some things scientifically and start capturing some stuff. So that was my goal starting into this, was just some personal verification that, yes, indeed, there is some kind of afterlife.
What sort of verifications that stand out the most to you that you've...
The first time I ever decided that if you look at a needle, right? And a needle, like a gauge. And I would be fairly in the middle, maybe leaning a little bit to the non-believer side, believe it or not. And what kicked the gauge in toward the middle, but to the believer side, was the very first EVP, or electronic voice phenomenon, that we captured on recording. So that's what kicked me over the edge and said, okay, there is something beyond.
What happened with the recording? What sort of responses did you get?
So here's what it was. My wife and I, we started ordering equipment because we knew if we were going to have a team, we wanted to start documenting things. And this is before, again, when things really weren't really kicked off the mainstream.
Yeah.
As you're aware, some of the first reality shows on sci-fi, things like that, they really kicked off the craze and sort of made it a little more acceptable and stuff like that in the early 2000s, around 2004.
Sure.
On the same time frame, we were getting the tape recorders and we were ordering this stuff, going out and buying it. So when we got our very first digital recorders, we're talking the old one, you know, old school ones. We were like, okay, cool. We're going to do an EVP session in our house. That was like the first thing we wanted to do. So we did it in our own house. Because again, when you hear these things, you want proof for yourself. You can't believe anybody.
Yeah.
Right. You can see it and you're like, whatever, maybe they're faking it. So what I did was we took our recorder and I went around, I turned off everything in the house. Like more, I mean, I even turned off the circuit breakers to the refrigerator. I mean, I turned off everything in that house. And so we sat down and I hit record and we started kind of, there was a little bit of scuffling going around and I wasn't quite ready. So I turned it off and it was like a 30-second little recording. Then after that, we did it again. And I'm like, okay. And I started asking questions. I was like, okay, I'm going to try to start asking whatever questions come to my mind. So we started asking questions, you know, is there spirit here? You know, all these things. So we did the sessions and went to my computer. I had, at the time, I was also a musician. So I had like a studio software on my computer that had, and I was able to listen and boost the audio like really loud in my headphones so I could hear.
Mm-hmm.
I turn it up and I'm listening. And the very first one I click on was the 30-second one, the one that was kind of the blooper. And you hear a little bit of scuffling, and all of a sudden, you hear a childlike voice say something to the effect of, "We love this." And then you hear another little scuffle, and you hear a man's voice yell at the top of their lungs a word. Now, we don't know what this word is, other than it sounds like the word spirit. It's like when you hear him yell, it's like spirit. And that's what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
But you can clearly hear a word, a man yell something.
Yeah.
So for me, when we heard this, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And my wife was like, oh, my God. And we played it over and over. And I tried to also run it through some of the software, maybe trying to boost it, clean it up a little bit, but it was pretty clean anyways because it was dead quiet in the house. So for us to hear a childlike voice, and at the time we didn't have any kids in the house, for us to hear a childlike voice and a man yell, and we knew that I never yelled, for us that really proved some things for us. It really proved, of course, EVPs, but since we did it in our own home and we controlled our environment, that's how we knew this must be real.
Had you had any other experiences in the house prior to this?
I think my wife probably, like when you kind of go back, my wife is a little more sensitive than I am. She tends to sense more, like, in fact, to this very day, if we ever go out on an investigation, she's like the gauge where she kind of senses where the activity occurs and most of the time is validated on it. So, but she's like the sensitive one. So I think she was experiencing things in the home occasionally. I think she even mentioned that she had seen a little boy cross the hallway one day.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a few minor things that were happening, but again, at that time we really hadn't talked much about it. We were just like, hey, let's get some equipment. We were more focused on building the getting the equipment and getting the team together, like all the logistics side of things. We weren't really doing much actual investigations at the time. So then it was because of that first recording, we really started getting out of our house and then started hitting up and taking our equipment to other places.
Let me ask you about the idea of using equipment like that in your own house. Do you have any different opinion on that now that you've been doing this longer than you did at that time? Is there ever a risk involved with you know, kind of asking for something that's not there to communicate with you in a place that maybe you want peace?
Yes. I do have an opinion on it for sure, because I feel like if you're going to dabble in communication with spirits and things like that, you, and I talk about this quite often, actually, and I tell people all the time, you have to open and close sessions. Okay. And I'm always respectful to spirits. I typically don't ask questions to gain any favors. It's usually just communication, but it's opening. You always want to make sure you open and close communication each session that you do. You never want to just communicate and then leave it open. That was some of the mistakes my wife and I made in the first, once we started getting into it, we started getting enough hauntings in our first couple homes to cause us to move. And finally, once we learned how to do that, you know, just like with anything, you have to learn along the way, then we were able to start closing things down. And now in the modern Eric time in our home right now, we can do sessions, but we can also close them down, and we tend to not have a lot of excessive hauntings.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got to be aware of things of that nature so it doesn't, you know, turn into something. Is there ever a foolproof way of truly shutting something like that down? I know you can close sessions and things like that nature, of that nature, but if there's something that wants to stick around, do you truly have a say in the matter?
I feel like you do. We tend to have power over the afterworld. And we do, you know, I think if you don't believe in it, or if you question that, if you're uncertain, then yes, you leave that door open, so to speak, you leave that possibility. But when your convictions are strong, you are able to, like, keep, you know, kick ghosts out. You know, like I said, we've been able to do that now for the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. It took a long time, but once you learn how to control it and kick spirits out and things like that, then you can. You just have to have that strong conviction, and you just can't have that doubt. If you have the doubt, then they will hang around because they know that doubt. They can sense that doubt in you.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Josh Morris about intense paranormal experiences. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program today and sharing his experiences with us. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.